It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. We're here with Laura Haskell. She is the drought coordinator for the Utah Division of Water Resources. And I thought it would be good to get her on, and because we just had the big snowstorm, but, you know, don't get overly excited because we've still got a lot to make up. And maybe we can talk about a few different ways to maybe save water in the wintertime. It's easy to look at things in the spring and the summer, but in the wintertime, it gets a little bit more difficult. So we'll talk about some of those things as well. Laura, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So let's start right off with where are we at as far as the snowpack and everything in the state of Utah?
The state of Utah, we are at 131% of median for this time of year. So median is what is typical. But as far as the peak, We usually peak about the 1st of April, and we're only about 56% of that.
And the other thing that people need to realize is, hey, that number sounds great. 130% of the median sounds great. But when you throw that 56% number out, and then not only that, but we've got a lot to make up for, don't we?
We do. The Utah Climate Center has worked with some others to do a study that they expect that we would need 166% of our snowpack to reach normal to make up for last year.
And that 166%, would that coincide with the number that comes April 1st? Is that what you're saying, or what would that be?
April 1st, we would want to be at 166% to make up that deficit from last year.
So we've got to get another 60-ish percent somewhere to make up for where we're at right now.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
In addition to normal.
Whatever normal is anymore, right?
Yes.
So I think that, yeah, it's very important to let people realize those numbers and see those numbers, because it is. It's people get in, and we just had, like I was telling you before we came on the air, we just had this big snowstorm right at Christmas time, probably a bigger snowstorm than we had all of last year. And people are maybe feeling really good about where we're at when it comes to water, and we should. However, don't get too excited yet, because we could be right back where we were last spring. And I don't know if you guys can forecast or look at things like that, but do they look at things like that up there?
Yes, people do look at that. NRCS, a federal agency, will look at predictions, and they have just issued their first outlook for the year at the 1st of January, and things aren't looking maybe as dire as they did last year, but we still have so much to make up. Schofield Reservoir is only about 25% full, and the average for this time of year is a little over 40%, so our lakes and reservoirs are down after last year.
And I think that it was important to talk about, because you and I talked about it before, and we've talked about it with other people when we talk about this subject. Last year, it was just so dry when everything started to melt that it just went right into the ground. This year, we could get a fairly decent runoff. Is that possible?
Yes, we are in a much better situation. The soil has more water in it, so it won't just take up all that water like it fund like it did last spring.
So we could have a pretty good runoff as far as that is concerned. So we were talking also about the fact of, you know, in the summertime and the springtime, it's easy to see places where water can be, you know, kind of reserved, and you can kind of slow down on what you're watering and those kinds of things. The wintertime, it's not as easy, is it?
It isn't as easy, because so much water does get used outside, but there are ways you can save inside.
So let's talk about some of those. You were talking about one thing that we look at is, you know what, when we're washing clothes, something that simple, right?
Yes. You know, I might dress up for something for an hour and only wear something for an hour, and then it might not be dirty, so I might put it away to wear another time. Or, you know, just be aware. And running the dishwasher uses a certain amount of water. There's only half full, then you're using the same amount of water as if you wait and make sure it's completely full. The dishes will still get clean, but you'll only use the same amount of water to get twice as many dishes clean.
And going back to the laundry part of it, you know, I am guilty of it. I've done it in the past, you know, throwing a small load in there, but just leaving it on large. That makes a huge difference as well.
Yes.
So you can dial back your water usage that way. And then the other things, you know, shorter showers and those kinds of things as well, I'm sure would play into that.
Yes, it all adds up. You know, when we think about how big the population is, if every single person is conscious of their water use and aware of being careful, it makes a difference.
And it once again, every little bit helps in these situations. All right, Laura, so I think what we may do is we'll touch base with you again like the second week in April and see how we did. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Of great news.
And hopefully we can be looking down the barrel here within the next month or so of a couple of big snowstorms and get closer to that number. And, you know, because we've got, like we said, we've got a long way to go. Now, one really quick question before we get out of here. That 166%, is that what you said,
61%? 166%. 166%.
Is that to get us back to where we, like, to be in good shape, or is that just to get us back to where we were last year?
That is to kind of overcome last year, to get us, you know, a two-year average maybe is a good way to look at it.
All right, so the important number we want to look for is that 166%. That's what we want to hear come in April, right?
Yes.
All right, Laura, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really do appreciate it, and I'm going to let you go and get back to, you know, finding ways to save more water. How's that sound?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Laura Haskell, the drought coordinator with the Utah Department of Water Resources. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.